And we don't know that we're starting, but we're starting now.
Okay.
This is the Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Ethan. I didn't want to do this. I was just going to grind some Destiny 2, but, you know.
We made you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is...
This is the podcast about Dream that I already said.
Yeah.
And Dream. We have the same people from last time, so I'm not going to introduce them because they don't deserve to be introduced. Just like, so let me show you the people who don't need to be introduced. We got Kyle, Evan, and Ben.
Another person is introduced.
That's,
yeah.
That this is my person. Nightmare.
Speaking, that was kind of funny because we're about to talk about nightmares.
Great transition.
The door closes on its own, which is pretty funny, not gonna lie.
It's kind of scary. No, that wasn't.
Okay, so let's do. Should we do the weirdest or scariest first?
I say we do scariest.
Okay. Yeah. Scariest. Okay.
But okay, so who wants to go?
So first? That they don't have to skip.
I mean, mine's pretty simple. Mine's pretty simple.
I haven't. Yeah, I'll wait.
Okay, mine. It was just like this shadow person. Was in my room, right?
Yeah. Look at 2 a.m. looking for bees.
You literally, that sounds like sleep paralysis, dude.
Yeah, the shadow dude was in my room, you know, I was sitting up in my bed, and I was just following him.
Oh, that's sleep paralysis.
No, but then I woke up, but I thought I was still in the dream.
No, where
so
are you?
So I was doing stuff like pinching myself.
Ben, that's still sleep paralysis.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, you actually
that's a sleep paralysis demon.
Really?
Great.
Me and my sleep paralysis demon watching scary movies at 2 in the morning.
So...
Dang, okay.
Who has, like, the other? Who wants to go next?
Okay, so...
Really
I used
simple.
To be very spooked about Chucky, okay?
Oh,
the little
okay.
doll. Okay?
Same.
Yes. So, and I'm pretty sure...
I think I was more scared than you, though.
Probably. Okay, so what happened, though, was... I had this dream, so we're at the park... You know, the baseball park?
Uh-huh.
And we're playing in the playground, and then all of a sudden, like, Chucky, comes out of, like...
Chunky.
Like, I don't know, comes out of nowhere. And
I thought Chunky
me
was
the...
dead.
Chunky.
Not
and then
real.
There's Chunky. He's dead.
Oh, yeah. but, yeah, so he locks me into the playground, and he's like, I'm gonna go kill your family. And then he leaves. It was pretty spooky.
And that's funny, because that's actually what he sounds like.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, I just want to say this. That's all the dream was. I mean, there was, like, me playing alone before, but then after that, then that was just a nightmare.
I woke up and my family was dead, so,
Ooh.
Yeah.
We don't talk about
we
that.
Don't, yeah, but anyway, so the nightmare was kind of real, but,
Yeah, no. You know, I used to live in Colorado, but not anymore.
No, y'all, you want to know something? Do y'all remember this, though? Whenever it's like first grade, we go into the cafeteria and we turn around in our seats because our two classes sat next to each other.
Yes.
And we would theorize about these weird markings on the wall.
Yes.
In there, like there was like this thing that looked like a finger.
Yes.
I don't remember that.
No.
You were in a different class. You were across the lunchroom.
Oh.
Wait, are we talking about fourth grade?
No. This was first grade.
Okay,
Carl, he was playing with one of his friends that was like 4 years younger than him. So,
yeah.
So pretty weird. But anyway, he was like in fifth grade. He was like 2 years.
Okay, good. Okay. I was about to say,
I was
fifth grader playing with a first grader?
Okay. And he showed this guy, his name's Jackson. He's Jackson Harris.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
He shows him, he's like, bro, check this out. And it's that Chucky scene from the second one when they're in the toy factory.
Oh, and you saw it?
And I saw it. Oh, I was so scared because that was kindergarten, dude. I was like...
Bro, you just...
And,
you're just
and I darted downstairs to my papaya and he was like... But anyway, dude, it changed me.
Okay.
So I was spooked
and then,
through.
Instead of going down the stairs, I ran through the rail, down not down the stairs, but onto the floor.
Yeah,
the first floor.
So anyway, that's like I was spooked through kindergarten and first grade.
Do you have like any other ones?
Well, I had like at least 4 dreams of Chucky. That's the only one I remember the most.
I have like 3 of them. One of them I'm not gonna share because. I don't like to.
I had this one.
It's like my third scary stream, but it felt the most real. Because it could actually happen.
So, can I make a joke real quick?
Sure.
So, my scariest one was when Mace Windu was Dobby. And if you guys haven't seen that episode, bro.
Gotta check it out.
You gotta check it out. Alright, anyway.
Dude, my probably scariest one of dream.
It probably is the best episode, in my opinion.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I guess I'll go with the scariest one first.
Okay.
Let's just skip to the good part. Before it was daytime, I was in a completely different place. None of the houses were made out of brick. They were all made out of wood. There was no glass on any of the houses. There were no windows. Don't know why.
No, there was no glass.
And then there was this big, sort of dirt parking lot, that you would, I guess, park your wagons there, I guess. Put up your horses. And
was so, this the 1800s?
I don't know. But, and I was a kid. I don't know. I didn't recognize myself even when I looked into a mirror, I didn't even know that this was myself. I thought I was a different person. So skip over to nighttime now, because a plot in my brain. And
yeah, just hits the fast forward
and
button.
I don't know where I am. At
the dreams.
Night. And then there's just these lights that are on. Most of the town is dark though, and I see this man, and I don't know what his face is, and I don't even see him. All I see is his silhouette in the night. So then I start walking. I don't even know where I'm walking. I start walking towards a lake. Apparently,
you can walk.
And then I see this guy on the opposite side of the lake now. And then I start running away the opposite way where he was before. And then I see him in a wagon.
Okay.
Peering out on me, don't know why.
Are we talking like a Red Rider wagon?
Like,
dude, this is a chapter.
No, the one where like the white.
Yeah, I know. I was joking, like, you know, because. Oh.
And so I sprint into a house, and then he's there in the house looking at me. So then I run out and.
Was it just an Enderman?
And now we're in the modern day. Now all the parking lots are filled with cars. Somehow, don't know how.
Okay,
you're like for 200 years.
And then I run out, and then there's this man right in front of me. And then he disappears. And so I'm like, it's finally over. And so I start walking back to where I was going originally. I think it was a store or something. So then I walk through the parking lot.
This man's brave.
And
there's a whole plot.
How long were you asleep for? Was this like one time when you were sick?
Wait a second,
Evan, dude, you're.
I was asleep.
You remember more about dreams than real life.
This
is more detailed.
No,
like,
okay, so I fell asleep. This was one night that I fell asleep at 4 in the morning, and then I woke. And then I woke up at 9.
At night?
No.
Well,
I woke up at 9.
Wait, you went backwards in time?
And then, okay, so I'm walking through. So I'm walking through the parking lot now, and I.
You mean 4 p.m.?
Yeah. No,
so
4 a.m. 4 a.m.
It was 5 hours.
This was only 5 hours of sleep. And so I walked through the parking lot. I remember the smell in the air so clearly. It smelled just like what.
Dreams have smell?
I know, right?
What?
And I walked through, and then I remember there's this breeze. And then I get dragged into a car, but there were no cars around me. And I'm in there, and then I see his face finally, and I wake up. I don't even remember what his face looked like.
Jeez.
Dude, actually, that's pretty sweet. I really like the thing, though, that it's... Like, that must have been really unsettling, where you're, like, at the wagon place, and then you jump to modern day, and it's like...
Yeah.
No, I jumped to our school parking lot.
Yeah, he
this was
jumped.
In our
That's how far
lot.
He can jump. He can jump
No, I go out this door, and I'm in our school parking lot. That was the weirdest thing.
Dang.
And I have a second scary feeling.
I feel like I've had dreams like that where I'm like in one location and I like walk out a door and I'm in a whole nother location.
I feel like we could do the podcast just on Evan's dreams.
Yeah.
I have a second one.
I thought
one.
My weird dream was going to take a long time.
I have a second one and that's why I have
we're
a few
only at 10 minutes.
Water.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
I have a second
one. Okay, who wants to go next? Yeah, because I have two really short ones after.
Here,
I have
tell
another
you,
longer one.
I'll tell you
afterwards.
About a weird one. So I had this dream multiple times.
I can write a story out of my dream.
But it just, every time I had it, it kept getting like more and more looking real. I fell off a cliff. And then I fell off a cliff. And it was, but I had it on different dates. Not like one day. Not like in a row.
Like it wasn't in
it was,
any order?
They were very far apart. All 12 of them.
12?
Okay. Yeah.
So each of them gets more and more vivid.
And then it looked like the Grand
Canyon. I bet there's like psychiatrists that like listen to this and are like, these people are psychopaths.
Yeah.
Like falling off cliffs, a weird person.
It was
you know,
a kidnap. It was a kidnap story.
Actually, if you're very stressed, falling off a cliff, I think is a dream movie.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Like these like meanings to dreams.
Dude, I am always stressed.
That's cool.
So I must have been very stressed.
Yeah, it was probably the NHD project.
Hey, if someone's like a expert on what dreams do.
Someone's psychologist.
Comment down below.
we can't really read the comments because
Anchor.
It's Anchor.
So
leave a review. And if Anchor's listening, you could add that.
Like, CEO.
So Ben, do you have
CEO.
A second one?
I was gonna say a weird dream.
We're saving that next.
Oh, okay.
You know what we could do? We could upload these to YouTube.
No. I don't think we should, honestly, but...
I mean, were you going to do a scary one again?
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Can I just say something real quick?
That's why
what?
I
can. Okay, so the thing with the falling, it says, it might suggest that you need to rethink a choice or consider a new direction in some area of your life.
Dang.
So...
That's deep.
I've never
I'm 14,
fallen off
and that's
a cliff.
Deep.
Maybe each time that you fell off the cliff, you were becoming better.
It was a worse and worse mistake.
You just kept making it. You're like, okay, I'll change it.
It's a snowball
a
rolling
later.
Down a hill. Yeah, it's a snowball rolling down a hill. But each time I felt like, and I was looking down and it was right before I hit the ground. Every single time.
Man, that
okay.
must be like...
I feel like my bracelet got loose.
So, okay, so actually I do have two more Chucky dreams that I remember right now.
Okay.
So there was just one and I was on my bunk bed, the top bunk, and I was just like I was thinking this before I went to bed, wasn't smart.
Why
like Chucky
that?
Like goes up the top bunk and just like bust at me. The thing happened in my dream.
You can't think about that before you dream, man.
And then the other one it was me, I went to go help Kate bring those, you remember those old recycling bins that they just replaced? It was like, you gotta take those out to the street, and it was night, and it was really windy, and it was like autumn and stuff.
She came out of the recycling.
No.
He was in the trees.
He came running down the street.
Oh, shit.
Really quick, and he stabbed Kate.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he stabbed Kate, and then I went through the front door, and I locked it, and then...
He was
right outside the door, but he kept like banging on it.
Oh shit!
And then
was 20 behind
he
you.
He got behind me somehow, and then
did you leave the garage door open?
Probably.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, either that or you.
Dude, I just thought of another scary one.
Crawl through. Okay. Go.
It was just.
Okay, so.
At light speed.
Okay, so Ben has a line. Okay.
Yeah, it was just it's super simple. I was just.
Yeah,
one time I was going, so always, I used to always have to go upstairs and turn off the lights.
Uh-huh.
So one time it was in my dream, I was
Bro.
Going up there to turn off the lights.
Wait.
I did, and then like all these like voodoo looking dolls, when I turned it off, they all lit up and they were all around me. And I was like,
if you guys don't know what his upstairs looks like, there's a bunch of dolls from his little sister, not even Kathy.
Yeah, and then I turned it off, all these voodoo dolls all around me, I'm like, I'm
the Barbie
cult. I think I watched like Princess and the Frog right before.
Dude, the Barbie cult.
With all the voodoo stuff, I was like, I'm gonna head out and then just ran down the stairs.
Ben, the Barbie cult.
Whoa.
Ben, dude, that movie's really good.
How fast have you ran down the stairs turning off the lights? Like the next night you had to do it?
Oh yeah. Now I used to be so scared of turning off the upstairs lights, so I'd always go like
Yeah, and then you run down the stairs.
But I used to be very slow.
Okay, so
it wasn't that fast.
I have a second one.
You just jumped down the stairs.
Kind of a long one. Okay, so I'm with Davin. Don't know why. I'm with Ben as well.
Yeah, you're never with
Ben. Let's go.
We might get Davin.
I'm co-actor in your dream.
I have Davin and Ben in a dream. We are, you know, the lake over there?
Thank you.
It was a day.
There's a lake.
And I did this. We jumped over the creek. You know how it flooded that one time? And it was like, and you couldn't jump over it?
And there was a man on the other side and you couldn't see his face.
This is not about a man. This is not about, nobody was in this except for me, Davin, and Ben.
Oh.
And so I did this. I jumped over and then I helped Ben.
You jumped over the lake?
No, I jumped over the creek.
The creek.
And so we went over, me, Ben, and Davin. And then there's this tree sticking out of the ground. And Davin tested it out. It was pretty sturdy. And he...
Seems like a Davin.
And he was standing on it. This tree was tilted at like a 45 degree angle out of the water. I blink once. And then there's a bunch of snakes all around Davin on the log. But he doesn't notice it. He's just looking at us. And he's looking at the log.
Seems like a Davin thing to do.
No, like nothing's there. And I look at Ben and I say, do you see what's on the log? And he says, no, there's nothing there.
Maybe this actually happened.
And I'm like,
I remember this.
Yeah, you're just
and
insane.
I'm like, what the heck is happening? And so I blink again, snakes are gone. And always, in every single time that I blink, there's this giant red snake. There's a giant red snake with orange eyes looking at me. And it has a yellow belly.
Evan.
I don't know why.
No, Evan, you just blink. And it just goes, ha, ha, ha. You blink again and the music just cuts out.
No, and the snake kept getting closer to Davin. And then I blinked another time and I was in the lake, in the middle at the bottom of the lake.
Like in Harry Potter?
You mean the creek?
No, the lake.
Yeah, like in Harry Potter.
And it was so murky. I couldn't see my hand if I stuck it out in front of me. And so I look around and I try and swim up. But then I look down and my feet are stuck.
It's just
I can't swim. Mm. So, and then...
No, I know what happened.
And then I started to drown, okay?
Okay.
And then right as I was about to pass out, I see the red snake coming at me at like Mach 20.
Mach 20?
Like,
dang.
No, like...
I thought Mach 5 was
like,
fast.
I went like this, and it went faster than I could blink. And it cut off. And I could see its mouth and teeth so vividly, and its orange eyes.
I feel like I
with the black slit going down both eyes.
Is this your cat Felix is in front of you yawning? You're just.
I had that one. I thought I was suffocating, but Felix was just sitting on my face when I was sleeping.
Wait, Evan, I have a conspiracy. What if the reason why you almost never blink is because you're scared that the snakes will reappear?
Oh shoot.
Dude, yeah,
that's why whenever he blinks he goes like,
I mean, y'all that don't know Evan, it's like he waits like 5 to 10 minutes not blinking, and then he blinks for like a solid like very intensely. But okay, y'all, also if you want to hear, I have more of the things like what certain dreams mean. Sure. If you want to hear that.
Oh, yeah, I'm down. Okay.
So,
wait, okay. Can I say what I was going to say?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, Evan, you were just thrown in the, like, this was the Boston Harbor, and you were thrown in by the mafia with, with a bunch of cement on your feet.
Oh, okay.
And the giant snake was actually just a boat.
It was actually VR. You were in super hot.
Super.
Super.
So, if you're naked in public, it means that you are afraid of revealing your imperfections and shortcomings.
I've never had that dream.
Yeah. Shortcomings. That wasn't that funny.
You just said two words. It was kind of funny how you said it.
So, okay. If you're being chased, then that means that... Okay. If you're being chased by someone of the opposite sex, Crisp suggests that it must mean that you're afraid of love or haunted by a past relationship.
Oh.
I don't want love.
It's just you're actually being chased by someone of the opposite gender.
Okay,
dude, the Saints are up against the Bucks.
Yo, wait.
I've never sorry, had a dream where someone is chasing me of the opposite sex. It's always the same sex.
Bucks?
It's always men chasing
me. I think I've had some with women. I feel
like I actually have never had this dream.
My mom
but
said
it
was a mango.
I had one like a couple months ago. It was losing your teeth. I was always thought that was weird. I was like,
you've lost your tooth though.
I know.
You got your tooth shot in half by an airsoft gun.
I know. I was confused why that's a thing, but if your teeth fall out, you lose personal power and your ability to be assertive, decisive, and self-protective.
You're still really
good. You just turn old.
This is deep.
Dreams about dying.
Oh, I've had so many dreams.
Wait, what about, what was the one?
What about dreams about killing people?
Made a bad
did you look that up?
You want to go back?
The falling?
Yeah.
Or it's...
Hey, could you look up dreams about killing people? I've had a couple of those.
No, that was just real life.
Dreams? Yo, there's dreams about pregnancy also.
Oh, I've had those.
Wait, no.
No, that was a joke.
There's dreams about flying.
Dude, it's so funny. Someone says something, then the mic.
Oh,
peaks.
I'm not saying that one.
Yeah.
The one about flying is weird.
Can I see it real quick?
Is there a dream about
looking
kids?
At that, let's talk about...
No, I have some others. I have one more. Oh, I have a sad dream.
Sad dream?
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about it.
I'm gonna talk about that after the weird stuff.
Woo!
Wait, guys.
Okay.
Hold on, that's weird.
Should we move on to weird dreams?
Okay,
That's so confusing.
Let me see. Come here.
How does flying...
It's down there at the bottom.
I will talk
where?
About...
It's... What? How does guys? I think.
Dude, look at Evan's face.
Flying depicts your sexuality, is what it says.
And pleasure. And pleasure. Yeah. That's what it says.
Okay. Anyway, Ben, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say.
So guys,
I had a dream where I was being chased by the Mickey Mafia.
Oh, yeah.
So me and a girl were going into a carnival, you know, having fun.
Let me guess.
And then all of a sudden, I see Mickey Mouse in like the corner. He's like with like one of those hats. And I'm like, oh no, I know.
He has like a fedora in a bag.
I see Minnie on the side with like a Tommy gun. And then Minnie pops, and then Minnie starts shooting at us. I'm like, we gotta go. Look at this girl. We're running. We run into this auditorium. Oh, we go to the very back. We think we're safe. And then Goofy comes in. And then
she's like, y'all don't do it again.
He shoots at us. And then my dream stops.
Oh my god.
I'll do it again.
Yeah, I'll do it again.
Go look at Goofy's trial on YouTube.
That's the second time we've boosted that video.
Yeah. It's a good video.
Okay, so weird dreams.
An AR-7, and he shot a bunch of children.
Wait, Evan, do you first want to say your second scary dream, though?
Oh, I did.
Before
we
did.
That was a snake one.
Oh, yeah, sorry. That's right.
I have a sad dream now.
Ethan, do you have...
It was kind of fun as well.
Do you have a weird dream?
Well, I thought we were going to talk about deja vu.
No, it was weird, and then I have a sad dream that I want to talk about, and then we're going to talk about
nobody
cares. Talk about what we're going to talk about more than
nobody
cares.
Okay.
And, anyway, we'll just go.
I'm kidding.
I just want to say, I want to talk about the deja vu.
One weird dream each, I guess, before we do deja vu.
Okay, Ethan, do you have a weird dream?
Say the weirdest, Ben.
I did.
Well... Are we still... Can I go back to scary dreams real quick?
Yeah, sure. Because actually, you said the cliff falling one.
Yeah. Every time I would have a dream like that or a nightmare, I would wake up at a 90-degree angle.
Wait, you were just like, up like this? And then you're like...
No, I would wake up and then go to a 90-degree angle.
Oh, yeah. Really? I've done that sometimes.
I've never waken up.
I think that happened. But I just
I've never... Up.
You're just like... What?
But I woke up and I was extremely sweaty. I was extremely sweaty and I had to go to the bathroom so bad.
Okay, so weird dream, I guess. So, Kyle, yeah.
I never went to the
I'll
bathroom.
Just do my sad dream.
So
I never did.
So, y'all know that Sprog hand? Like how it's like kind of pointy?
Yeah.
So, I had a dream. And it was
about
like
about your own scary movie.
No, this was the weird one though. It was a little scary, but it was mostly weird. So we were at Davin's house and we were playing hide and seek tag, and then suddenly somebody turned into the hand. It may have been Davin, and he played the Sprog, so that's funny. But he started chasing us, and then we got out of the house and it instantly turned night for some reason, and he started chasing us down the street like this still pretty small hand.
Slash,
but yeah,
set night.
He was just he was just chasing us, and then we kept running. This.
I remember.
I have the whole thing. Oh,
I remember when.
Yeah.
Remember
okay.
The
okay.
NBA.
Okay. 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 I hope so. So then we're running. We're running down the street. We make it over here to your guys' house, and we hop in the lake. And then Chad's son says, "Hey y'all, you want to play some water polo?" But water polo, I don't think's played in.
No, it's not played in the water.
Yeah. So, but yeah, then we started playing with the
polo?
Hand in Chad's son. And he was basically just sagging in the water. It was weird, but his shorts were like floating.
Wait, Kyle, are you gonna talk about Belly Million? The dream?
Yeah, I'll say that if we do a happy one. Because I'm happy
Million.
I had that dream.
Okay, so
that dream is fire.
You know what? We're doing happy dreams, Kyle.
Okay, should I do my sad one?
Yeah, do your sad
dream. Sure, bud.
Okay. My sad.
Wait, what about that one where all me, Macy, dad and mom all got like killed by something.
Oh yeah, that was the
while
sad dream.
We went
dream.
Camping.
That was the sad dream. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
We didn't even. We've never even gone camping.
Okay. So we went camping in the woods. Don't know why. We never. We would never do
disgusting.
This.
Disgusting.
Camping.
Oh no, that wasn't that, Ethan. That was a scary dream, but none of them got killed. Dad actually killed it. Killed the coyote.
Oh, nice.
Grabbed its jaw and crushed it with his hand.
And you know,
psychiatrists are like freaking out right now about
no, like,
dreams.
The wolf stuck its jaw into a hole where my dad, he was in a box. And no, yeah, my dad grabbed it, pulled it down, and then crushed its jaw. I don't know how. And then my sister came in and said, "What are you doing?" Because she's never there. And then she said, "What's happening?" And then there was another wolf behind her, and then dream ended.
Can I tell you
and that's the scary one?
Well, that was my third scariest, but I didn't tell you guys in detail. I remember it. It was mostly because of Pow. No, it was the Pine Ridge Forest that we were in.
Every single time I've had a bad dream, and sometimes I've been able to change it to
That's
a good
not
dream.
A sad dream though.
Sometimes I've been able to change it to a good dream, but right before I would do that, I woke up and I'm like, "Well, that's nice."
Oh, I almost
I've done that before.
I almost lucid dreamed. Or hold on.
No, I have done. I have done that before.
I've never
like,
lucid dreamed.
I almost controlled it all.
No, but here's
I
the
can
thing.
Dude,
I sort of
watched this video on how to
dream.
Do it, and then I almost did it.
I sort of controlled my dream. I controlled the outcome of the dream. That was during the sad dream, okay?
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, I sort of did. Okay, so there was this person. He said, "Okay, you have to do this.
He said you want some drugs.
You have to do this or we'll, like, I think it was, like, kill, like, it was one of my friends. I think it was either Kyle or Ben. It was one of you.
Of course, the two people here.
And then I said, okay.
Who'd you choose?
No, I chose do what he said. And then I popped into this random house.
No, he said, I chose to kill Ben.
No, I popped into this house with a knife in my hand. And I kind of got the memo, like, yeah, I'm going to kill someone.
Oh.
And I went upstairs, didn't know what their face was like. They were just in the hallway, blacked out eyes. Like, it was like, you know how you scribble over eyes?
Mm.
That was kind of what it was like. I could see their whole body, but I couldn't see their face, really. And then I darted into a different hallway.
Light speed.
So I went... So I ran up the stairs, ran after them, and I probably looked like a psychopath chasing after them with a knife in my hand.
Maybe that was somebody else's dream. Did you ever think of that?
Sprinting after them.
Wait, I remember
they
that.
Just,
oh no!
It's like they go to your school. They just
and
it's
I'm
like,
just no, like I'm running as fast as I can. I'm like sprinting, like I'm on the 40-yard dash. So I catch up with them pretty fast. Tackle them to the ground. They get up, hide in the closet. I open the closet. They're not there. And then I go through the closet, and then I'm in
Dude,
another
that's
hall.
That's like scary movie.
I see them running, and then I throw the knife, and then they turn around a corner, and it clips one of their fingers off.
Mm. I grab the knife. He didn't miss the knife throwing murder mystery.
I grab the knife, and I keep chasing after them, and then tackle them, and it was like 1, 2, 3, 4. And then
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
It was 1, 2, 3, and then right there, and then I turned, and then the dream ended. And that was
Did you have this dream after like watching all the dead mates for Saw?
Nope. Huh. This was before.
Evan, can I tell you something funny?
And it was the saddest dream that I ever had.
Evan, if that was somebody, if you were in somebody else's dream, imagine that person went to school and they just see you, they're just...
Dude, that would be...
That would be so, they're like, you were in my dream last night.
Bro, you murdered me.
I remember that.
You're like, oh yeah, man.
Yo, that was fun.
How are you going?
We're like, how's it going?
They look it's just the next time you guys are in the dream, you guys are just
they look at I do, how's it going? Then they look at my face and they're like, I murdered me in my dream. And I'm like, I know I did.
I know.
But that was one of the saddest dreams that I ever had.
How is that sad? You murdered somebody. That should be like
your number one goal.
Fun dream?
Yeah. Should be a fun dream.
Yeah,
I love putting terror in other people. After I cut off the finger,
I realized, like, man, this man's going through so much pain.
What psychiatrist wants to crying after I 13-year-olds?
Then I killed him. Know.
So y'all, do if you any y'all?
Deja vu now.
Oh, wait, hold on. Do any of y'all have any other sad ones? Okay, can I say my happy dream?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay, this is just, again, very short, but there's... The way that I came up with Belly Million was this weird evil dude that was giving everyone trashy superpowers. And it was like he gave this one guy, he turned him into a trampoline when he wanted to. And so I was like, I saw this trampoline and I started getting onto it and my stomach was 1,000,000 pounds. Okay.
You broke through the trampoline.
No, I didn't somehow, but I was trying to get on the trampoline. They're like, man, this superpower sucks. I'm like, you don't know what it's like to have 1,000,000 pound stomach. And so I was getting onto the
trampoline. 1,000,000 pounds, you break through the ground.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just like do this, you belly flop.
Evan, it's a comic.
You break through the water.
Anyway, but yeah, I was just like, I eventually got on the trampoline and then I jumped off the trampoline and landed on the evil guy and he died.
Oh.
So I was like, yeah!
Okay, but, so should we talk about, like, dating?
Should we talk about
can I tell you something
wait, hold
about...
Wait, hold on, but... Dude, I was like... Dude, it was weird because I was like... I woke up and I was just like... Belly Million. And then I was like... I'm not kidding. That's exactly what I said.
That's the day
like,
he became a award-winning
comic
creator in fourth grade.
The next Stanley, bro.
Dude, fifth grade, though, they popped off.
No,
yeah,
so,
you sold them out of yard sale.
Can I tell you something
though.
Funny?
No, I also
wanted to do that, so I made a comic. And
I made a comic.
And then,
that's right, yeah.
That's what. So they asked, is it Kyle's? And I said, no. And then I asked a different person if they want it, and they said, is it Kyle's? And I said, yes, and they took it. And I was
I remember you selling.
Okay, I see how it is.
But it's like,
I tried, and I did it during recess, so no one took it.
Is this Kyle's? No, they don't take it. Is this Kyle's? Yeah, they took it. Oh, no.
It's not the same person.
I started it in the end of second grade.
It's funny.
And then I did it all through third grade and most of fourth grade.
You sold it
dude.
At fourth grade, no.
I, maybe.
Yeah, you sold it at a yard sale. You got like $5, $10.
Dude, they're fun. But like also.
You sold Coin Man like
so
$10.
Kyle Coins. Yes, sir.
Okay, so deja vu now.
Okay.
Who's got
dude,
today?
I got so many, dude. Alright.
I don't have
so,
any.
One time I actually fell in my deja vu and I prevented it from happening.
What?
I'm not kidding.
You can't prevent deja vu.
Yeah.
When you try to prevent it, you cause it to happen.
No, because it was the same day and I was like, hey, I remember this. Oh, wait.
What?
Dang.
Yeah, I prevented deja vu.
I've never had deja vu except for like two times.
It had to be in the same day, though. Because I dreamed about it that night, And then the day happened.
You sure you dreamt it?
I dreamed.
It happened in a different universe.
So.
No, but like.
What do you think deja vu is, though?
So we're gonna talk about that later. But so I played this game Rainbow Six Siege a lot lately, and I actually had a deja vu about it 2 years before I got the game.
Wait, what?
I'm not kidding.
The psychiatrist in this thing is a freaking out.
Then no psychiatrist is gonna watch.
How psychiatrist?
How do you know that it was Rainbow?
I think you're dead already.
2 years ago.
I watched Rainbow 2 years ago.
Oh.
And I just happened to be playing and I was like, deja vu. And Daniel was like, I didn't ask. I was like, oh, okay.
No, anytime I try to prevent it, it just ends up happening.
I've had deja vu.
I say wait, and then I said that in deja vu. I was like, am I having, and I was like, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
The most vivid deja vu was just me and Kyle talking outside my house. Except I couldn't see his face. And yep, then we were in the 1800s. And that's how I met your mother. No, but I just couldn't see her face. And I didn't hear anything. It kind of just seemed like I was ignoring you.
Wait, so you had a dream?
I had a dream.
So do you remember it while the deja vu is happening, or you wake up, know the dream, and then later that day the same thing happens?
Sometimes.
So I only remember it when it's happening. That's what happens to me.
Well, I just remember it because I felt like I'd been there before.
You haven't been outside your front of your house. I don't think you have.
No.
Dude, I had deja vu about a song that I didn't even listen to before, and I was in my dad's car. The song came on. I started singing the song, and my dad was like, "You know this song?" And I'm like, "Nope, not at all." But he was so surprised that I knew what it was, and I'm like, "Nope, haven't heard it in my life."
So do y'all have theories of what deja vu is?
No.
Because I have one.
What?
I doubt it though. Okay, so it's just like. Maybe you do dream it, and I don't remember any. I don't remember most dreams. And then your brain's so big brain, either it's by yourself, that you make the whole day, every action, it's so that the thing will happen the exact same way, or like everybody's brains linked when they dream or something. I don't think that's it, though. And then they all work together, and then it happens, but I don't know. It's
kind of weird.
People think alternate universe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's
alternate universes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say what he looks like because I don't want to be canceled. But
a monkey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get canceled. You're going to get canceled.
How am I going to get canceled?
Called someone a monkey.
I didn't call him a monkey. I said he looks like one. Evan's Caucasian, okay?
Dude, have you guys ever heard of this dude, AJ Sims?
No.
He's my new favorite person. He's a professional cornhole
player. What does this have to do with dreams?
And,
he's a professional cornhole player?
Yeah, like, literally I was, the same place where I got this bracelet with some friends. And then we, instead of football, we watched professional cornhole and this dude was on.
Why?
He's a goat. AJ Sims. Check him out.
I never knew that.
Follow him on Facebook.
Was a thing.
Is professional water polo a sport?
Yes.
No, I know water polo is a sport. What do you do in water polo? And why is it called?
Is that the
horse thing? I think it has a soccer ball, but
it was
yellow and blue.
I thought it was you were on a horse.
No.
And then you're hitting the ball with the...
No. No. I don't think you're on a horse.
No, you're on a horse, then you have like... Yeah, you're on a horse, you have that thing that's like
a
stick,
lance,
and then like a thing at the end. It's like golf.
It's like that thing with
ball.
with the stakes in the ground that you hit them with. It's like Harley Quinn's sledgehammer thing.
Yeah.
That's water polo?
I think
you're
so.
Not on
no,
a
that's just
no.
polo. That's just
yeah,
polo.
Oh, that's just polo.
Not water
polo. Oh, is it like a hammer golf, but you have to get
I thought
it
we were just talking about
I know what he's talking
oh,
about.
Oh, what the heck?
Water polo is like with a yellow and blue ball, right?
It's like...
It is in water.
Yeah.
Okay,
water polo is not in... Water.
No, I didn't.
And it had I didn't think it was in the name.
I thought they just like...
So I got Polo and water.
Sort of like Michael Phillips, do they?
Right. Michael Phillips.
Oh, okay, so Phillips. What are we going to talk about next?
Okay, I just want to say, dude, y'all know, you know James from kindergarten?
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the other day, I was underwater at the pool, and then he jumped in. I was coming up, and it landed on my head. I was like...
Hey, nice to meet you again.
Yeah.
What? No, dude. Oh, I used to use this though. Whenever I was having the Chucky nightmares, his mom said, "Before you go to bed, think about two nice things, like things they like a family member or a color, and then think about a smell." And I think of chocolate. And I do that every night.
I was actually thinking about chocolate before you said that. You saying thinking nice things, I'm like, oh, chocolate.
I just fall asleep listening to music most of the time at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Dude, whoa, and then you're listening to Lucid Dreams.
Dude, it would
fall asleep.
Oh, bro. Dude, it would suck. I'm like watching YouTuber. Oh, I mean YouTube. Dude, when I was in first grade, I never slept. It was weird. I got an iPod and then I was up until like 3 every morning.
Yeah, playing Terraria.
I was watching YouTube the whole time. I was watching Smosh like...
No, dude, there was so far. There was one time... There was like a period of time where you played Terraria till 3 in the morning every day.
I did?
Yes.
Wow.
Dude, this was so bad.
On weekdays? And you were like...
Every day.
You're just... Sorry, what?
Dude, I don't know if I have sleep paralysis, but it was something like that. I was in my room, but it was sort of like I could move. It felt like I could move, but I couldn't see myself moving. There was really nothing in my room except for just, I don't even know what I saw. It was kind of like blacked out, but I saw it in like where Felix slept usually, which would be right next to
me. So it was like a shadow there?
Which would be right next to my face.
Evan, Felix was turning into a man.
No.
It's just, and then Felix, just a guy in a business suit and he goes out and does taxes.
No, I literally, I sleep like this, and there's a space right here next to my pillow, and Felix always sleeps there. And so I just see something where Felix usually sleeps, but I can't move or talk, really. And then, I don't know what it was, it didn't do anything. I don't remember hearing anything.
That's the podcast title.
But
Tax Cat.
What?
Tax cat.
But I just see this like thing right next to my face. Can't move, and I think I know why I had it. I had 3 sleepovers, so I stayed up for 72 hours, and then the week after that I stayed up till 3 a.m. 7 days. And so I only got like 6 hours of sleep each day through the week, and I stayed up for 72 hours. And so, and then I got it. And then I'm like, oh, okay. And then I wake up.
You know, if you stay up for an excessive period of time, you have more. It's more likely that you'll have sleep paralysis.
Yeah, I know. And I disregard that and stay up till 3 every morning.
Every morning.
It's amazing.
I stay up from the morning till 3.
Dude.
I don't, instead of going to sleep, stay up till 3.
Dude, what if we just named the episode the Mickey Mafia?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sounds pretty good.
Oh, I was thinking about Mickey's got a gun. Psychiatrist beware.
Psychiatrist beware.
Psychiatrist beware. Minnie's got a gun. That's
the one. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And does anyone have anything else to talk about?
Oh, I had something. Hold on, just...
Next podcast is gonna
I've actually had sleep paralysis before. Sorry to cut you off.
Next video is gonna be probably a 2 Choose 1 Lie and Would You Rather. So I'm just gonna say that. So stay tuned for that.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know
tuned.
About that. I don't know if it
that'll be probably next week though.
We could do something on video games.
Oh yeah.
And then on
I may leave for that one.
Our dream.
Yeah. It'll probably just be better.
Well, we talk about Among Us. We talk about...
Yeah.
Minecraft.
Yeah.
Every time you say
Among
Us... Are you
chewing on your nails that you have in your mouth?
No, it's a Lego.
Do you have a Lego in your mouth?
All right, we're ending it there.
No, he's going...
Wait, hold up.
Chomp, chomp. And then he put his finger out of his mouth because he was chewing on his nails and then went chomp, chomp. I could hear it. And I was like...
I was doing that all during Among Us.
Oh, really?
Every time I hear that, I think of, like, a monkey that's named Among Us.
Among Us. Ooh,
or, like,
Among
some tribe.
We're going to do Two Truths, One Lie, Would You Rather next video. So stay tuned for that. Ben, you're going to have to do it.
I was going to talk about how I had sleep paralysis.
No one cares.
Bro, you did? Talk about it.
It was just a person standing in my bathroom, like, in the bathroom doorway. I was very paranoid.
That's my bad.
I was paranoid of that all the time.
Yeah, same. I'm always thinking that there's going to be a head popping around the corner.
I was scared that someone would go into my window since I'm on the first floor. I just thought someone would...
Dude, I'm on the second floor. I stare out a window.
Yeah.
Remember his room? Is on the first floor?
I know he had a window in his room.
Dude, I literally do this.
Oh, that's right.
It's so
dark in there.
If I open the curtains...
Yes.
If I open the curtains on my house, in my room, I either get a black forest that I can't see anything out of, and it looks like there's eyes staring back at me, or I get two lampposts. Literally, I open the one, the farthest one closest to my bathroom, I get a lamppost there. Just a orange shade going on the ground, everything dark around it. Then I open the one closest to my bed.
Why are you opening your blinds at night?
There's a dark forest, and then there's a lamppost right there. I have two lampposts.
And on that note, Ivan, I don't think anyone asked.
Wait. Hold on. Wait. I'm sorry. I was thinking. Crap. I keep forgetting.
And then we're going to end it. And then
Ethan, you don't want to talk about the paralysis, though?
He did.
He was in the bathroom.
There's just a guy standing in the bathroom, staring at me. And I was like...
Like, the whole time you were just staring at him?
I was just twitching, and I was like...
Oh.
Actually, if someone walked in, they'd think I'd be having a seizure.
Dude, how quick did y'all run down the stairs? Like...
Dude. You don't even...
Turning on the lights, I walk up the stairs.
Dude,
I one time skipped three steps in one jump.
Oh my
gosh. Going down.
Dude, I was... I would test myself. I'm like, don't turn around, bro. You're just gonna go down these stairs. And I went slower than I normally do.
Because
exactly. I, most of the time, I like, basically run down the stairs. And this time I'm like, no, I'm gonna walk down the stairs. I'm not looking anywhere. And I was like,
and then I would be like,
no,
super scared.
I had a dream. I had a dream that I just remembered when I was like 8.
Yeah.
I got dropped down the stairs. I don't know who it was, but I just started rolling down
your
the stairs.
Scoop.
I'm not even joking. And then the same person was staring at me at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh.
Anyway, on that note, bye.